Anyway, anything to share or start with today?
Well, I
Well, I
have
have
some
some
really
really
weird
weird
things
things
happen.
happen.
I mean,
I mean,
wonderful
wonderful
things
things. Yeah.
since
Since
that
that
bench of three happened.
happened. Yep.
I had last Friday, I went somewhere and I walked in and a person came up to me and said, "You're glowing." And I said, "Okay." And they said, "Well, how do you do that?" And I went, "I don't know." They said, "When you walked in, your body was glowing and this wave of glory came in." And I went, "All right. That sounds good to me." And then it happened a second time. And just
Just
that
that
whole
whole
experience
experience
seemed to open up a lot of something. I'm
I'm
not
not
quite
quite
sure what
sure what
it
it
is,
is,
but
but
it
it
felt
felt
like
like
the
the
weekend
weekend
after that
after
happened,
happened.
the
The
city
city
was
was
given
given
to
to
me.
me. Yeah.
And I
I
mean, in
mean,
the
in the
natural,
natural. Yeah.
and
And
how
how
it's gonna
gonna
work.
work.
It
It
was
was
weird
weird
that
that Friday
Friday and
and
Saturday and
Saturday
then
and
Sunday,
Sunday. And
and just in
just
the
in the
future,
future,
it
it
looks
looks
like
like
that's how
that's
it's
how it's
gonna
gonna
be.
be.
It's
It's
kind of
kind of
weird.
weird.
So
So
like
like
this
this
huge
huge
hindrance
hindrance
and
and
stumbling
stumbling
block
block
taken
taken
away
away
just
just
kind of
kind of
opened
opened
everything.
everything.
And
And
I
I
didn't
didn't
know it
know
was
it was
there.
there.
I mean, I probably, it's like,
Like
take
take
them
them
all
all
away.
away
I mean,
now.
now. But
Yeah, that's the process that we're in. You know, I mean, in a sense, these encounters open up revelations so that we can A, have those stumbling blocks removed, and then that moves us into another level and takes us to a different position of government, and then we begin to see things from that level, and then
right.
that gives us an opportunity then to deal with anything that we see from that level, and then we move to another level, and that opens something. And so there's always a positive side to the encounter that takes us into a higher place so that we can see more. And then often we then see more because it gets brighter. If you think we're moving closer to the light, and the closer we get to creative light, and that the speed of God's light, then it reveals things. Because in a sense, Einstein's theory, and what he was working with at his death was faster than the speed of light. And his view was, when if you got close to approaching the speed of light, then everything would be now. So that is why when we're engaging closely with God, we can begin to understand the things from the past from our perspective now, which unveils them so that they can be removed, and we have access to them to remove them, because we're coming closer to that point where everything is now. But you know, it takes us into you know, dimensions of authority that just change and shift how we see things, how we feel about things, you know, our attitude towards things. You know, it comes from a position of government. You know, I have authority now. You know, and that's the
Right.
key, is knowing in my identity as a son of God, there is authority that I carry in who I am, and my mountain and everything else is a reflection of that, is a representation of who I am. It's my governmental position, you know, and you know, the greater degree of transformation that takes place, and the more we begin to reflect the glory of God, just like you were saying. You know, people can see it. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day who been walking around invisible, didn't realize until people kept standing in front of them in the grocery shop, in the sort of supermarket, standing right in front of them and not even seeing that they were there until they until she touched them on the shoulder and then freaked them right out. But because she's spending so much time stepping into the realms of heaven, that it just changes, you know, where we are in terms of our phase of being in and out of phase, terms of quantum physically. So, you know, there's a whole load of stuff like that, and there are testimonies. I know Millie Bennett has a testimony of, you know, going into her boss and being transparent and freaked him right out.
But I did have an interesting... an interesting dream, and I never dream, so I always pay attention. And I was with my family, but I had walked into this room to get like a massage, and I immediately walked into the room and felt a lot of evil in there, a lot of evil and wicked spirits, and I was okay. And I went to sit down, and there was this huge man. He looked like a warlock. I mean, he was the devil himself, right? He was evil, and he was like hovering over people and you know, doing his voodoo, whatever. And he came to a girl beside me, and he hovered over her, and I was sitting on the couch, and he tried to come and hover over me. And I just looked at him, and I pushed him away, and I stood up, and I kind of bulked out like the Hulk, you know? I just kind of looked at him. And I went, "What are you doing?" And he immediately became really small, and he went, "How do you know me? And you made me do this." And I'm just like, "I don't know you." And all of a sudden he disintegrated, and then in the background there were all these like minions and yucky little gray, and they just all disintegrated when I stood up.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting how we're walking and doing all these things and cleansing our line and our DNA and all that. And that, because we know that, you know, I say I have authority and dominion, but when you actually have it and know it and it's starting to manifest, it's a whole different story.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that dream is a reflection of, you know, where you are and how you've had that revelation. And you know, in the fact that you are going into the enemy's territory and taking ground and taking the authority because you're there. And I think that's the key in all these things. Yes, we can do things in the heavens, and we have to do them beyond the veil to establish that authority, but actually then we have to manifest that in our true identity here. And that can be in the spiritual realm here, you know, which is around us, but actually in the natural realm, where that spiritual realm is having its effect, that we take that ground and we begin to occupy it. And the enemy has nothing. The enemy only has the power that we give him. And if we know who we are, then his power is so limited. Most of his operation is by deception, that he fools people into thinking that he has more power than he has. And once we recognize who we are and the authority we have as sons of God, then his power is diminished like that. You know, it's like when you first come up against a dragon, often they seem huge until you take out your sword and you use the truth, and all of a sudden you cut them down to size. And the reality is you are bigger. You have greater authority. It's just the perception that our soul has created that paints us in that I'm nobody, nothing, and who am I, that stuff. Well, actually, yeah, you are a son of God. You're a joint heir with Christ. You are an overcomer. You know, all that stuff we need to really get hold of, because that's the truth. And it's the truth that we know that will set us free, not the truth that we don't know or the truth we don't believe. You know, actually, the truth has to be believed, and that is really where it takes an effect and it begins to outwork. So it's good. Yeah.
Well, I would like to go and get back some stuff.
Yeah.
Because I, the first time we went into Satan's trophy room, I was a little scared, but now I'm like, hey, you know. Yeah. And if we don't do it, I was thinking I'll go by myself, but at first sure. I was like, I don't want to, but depends on what everybody wants to do. So.
Sure. Well, we can do that if we've got time to do it, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
So are there any other questions for anyone else or anything else people want to do? We've got plenty of time, so.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. What about you, Pena? That's her avatars there. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. I'm having trouble with my video. I keep losing.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll just look to engage. I think to go to Satan's trophy room, we need to get a mandate. So it'd be good to get a mandate from God, and then with that specific mandate, then you can be authorized to claim back that which belongs to you. Whether it be a mantle or whether it be something for your region or town, or depending on what the mandate is. I mean, it may be something for your family line and your heritage that you need back, but it's an authorization that we need to have, so we can definitely engage with that. So yeah, let's do that. So yeah, I just encourage you to just close your eyes and just quieten your spirit. We just thank you, Father. We stand under an open heaven right now, with the steps going up into heaven, and we just take that position of stepping in to the realm of your spirit. We just thank you, Jesus, that you wait for us. You stand in the doorway as we choose just to engage. We just breathe in the atmosphere of heaven. We just begin to engage that atmosphere of the kingdom as we come to receive authorizations today to do kingdom business. So we ask you, Jesus, just to take us each by the hand, to take us through the different veils of the way and the truth and the life, and as we present ourselves before you as a living sacrifice, surrendering our will and our purpose to you today, embracing the cross and the power of transformation, just taking up that cross and following you where we've been crucified with Christ and where we no longer live, but now we live together with you. So we embrace you as our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. We embrace transformation. And even now, we present ourselves before you to be transformed, that every hindrance and obstacle that would hinder our fully engaging in the mandate that you have for us today will be removed as we just surrender ourselves, as we step onto the altar. We give you permission to transform us, to change us. That you are our head, and you place your government on our shoulders today, the responsibility for your kingdom rule. So we just step through the veil and we engage you around the ark. We just begin to think of your name, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. We open our spirit to resonate with the manna, the food, which is your will for us today. We open our heart that you would unveil and reveal and write that which is in accordance with our destiny today, as we engage you, as we take our place to stand as a covering cherub, to form an ark, as you manifest, and the lion and the ox and the eagle and the man. as we look into who you are and engage with you. As we open our hearts for a mandate that you would draw us to your perspective, maybe the lion, the kingly governmental perspective, or the ox, the prophetic perspective of your eternal word, the eagle carrying the apostolic to see, or the man to engage as a priest for our own lives and for the lives of those who are in within our spheres of government. Begin to align ourselves with the order of Melchizedek. We choose to step into you. As we step into you, we have access to what was, what is, and what will be. And we want to see our mandate to engage what has been stolen from your eternal perspective. Show us what it's like to be in your heart, in what was. We can see what's been robbed from us, what's been stolen from us. Begin to look out from your perspective, from the eyes of the lion or the ox or the eagle or the man, that we now carry the voice of authority to stand. Let the desires of our heart come aligned with yours, that would draw us and lead us to that which you would have us be restored, to take back. Receive that mandate, that scroll that authorizes us. So we begin to engage what we're authorized to do in engaging Satan's trophy room. So we take that scroll, we place it within our heart. We allow it to direct us. Jesus, we ask again you just take us by the hand and you just lead us to engage wisdom's heights. Just take us to where the doors are along the way, where the ancient paths meet. As we stand by wisdom's pillars with our mandate We seek for wisdom's insight and revelation as we engage and embrace wisdom for the governmental protocol that we need to engage Satan's trophy room. Receive knowledge and understanding of that which we need to engage. Just receive wisdom's seal authorizes us to engage. Wisdom just takes us now to the door that will engage under the earth as we step through that door with our mandate, with our seal. Present our mandate and seal and authorize to open the door to the trophy room. We step in. Just allow your spirit to draw you and lead you to that which you are authorized to recover. Thank you.
Thank you.
prepare now to step back out, carrying with you all that you've restored, that you've had recovered, everything that belongs to you, that you're authorized to take back. Just take that into your spirit, put it into the treasury room of your own heart. So we just step back into and onto our own mountain. In the place of our authority, let's encourage you to take that which you've received, and just as you have the crown and the mantle on your throne and the scepter of authority, just begin to administer that which you have received back. You may want to engage with the angels and assign angels. You may just want to begin to minister out of the revelation and the experience you have. Just take your place on that throne and allow that revelation to lead and direct you from that place of authority and power. Just begin to see from a fresh perspective. Just look over your mountains. Just release the authority that you carry. Just begin again, just to prepare your heart. Let your spirit just carry that which is resonating with what you've encountered today. And just now step back through the veils. This realm. Okay. Go. Anyone got anything they want to share?
Nobody's showing their face but me. It's like everybody's muted and silent and avatarish. That was good.
Okay, good. So you got a bit more of a handle on it this time rather than the...
I don't really know. It's, I kept feeling like, almost like there was a caution. I believe, you know, I trust in God's timing, and so when he's saying, I'm always kind of on a need-to-know basis.
Sure.
Because I know how to make things happen, and a lot of times he only releases a little bit because I'll make it happen. You know, it's like. But it was interesting. I felt like I was a little girl, with wisdom, and she was talking to me like my mother would. You know, okay, daughter, now. Are you sure you're ready for this? Are you, you know, got to be a big girl now, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we got to the door, and I was like, yeah, of course I'm ready. You know. Of course we're ready, right? And so I'm just standing there, and so I handed him my, like, I felt like I was in school, right? I felt like I was a little girl, and handed them my scroll and my, you know, I handed them my things. And just was taken to some strategies and blueprints, which I really didn't understand what they were. I kept hearing words like community and, you know, things that I've always wanted to do. And but I wasn't able to actually see what was on the blueprints or in the strategies.
Yeah, but I was handed... Your spirit's got them. That's the key.
Okay.
you know.
But I was given a big check.
Yeah, sometimes it's better not to try and analyze as you're going. But as you've received that, you have received that scroll, you have received that, so that will enable you to then, your spirit will lead you into it.
I was handed provision, a $100,000 check. That, so I got handed these like rolls of, like when you're an architect, you know, you get rolls of things, and in the middle of it was this financial provision. So I'm like, that'll work. And so to outwork, you know, I released the angels to who was ever assigned to that to accomplish that, and just trust the Lord that He'll reveal all that. So.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the key is in this. You know, a lot of these encounters, they need time to outwork. And your spirit will have received a whole load more than you're cognitively aware of, and then your spirit then will lead you and draw you from what it's received, and from the revelation of that scroll and the strategies that it has will begin to draw your heart towards things, and you'll find yourself out working stuff that you don't necessarily have a cognitive understanding of, but it will become cognitive once you begin to outwork it. And if there's anything particular, okay, what's on that scroll, what are those strategies, then take them back, you know, into your own garden or to the presence of God and just ask Him to reveal them. Show me, what do I need to know now? Because the key in everything is, what do we need to know now to then enable us to then walk into what will be as a result of it? And sometimes we don't need to know everything now, because that will change how we try and, as you say, try and make something happen rather than step by step begin to outwork it so that it will then begin to function correctly. You know, but you know, it's all a journey and all a process of discovery. It's not always easy, some of these things, but if there's been things stolen to us and the enemy's got stuff that belongs to us, then we definitely want it back. You know, we want it restored.
I do find it interesting that, I mean, all along it's all been the same thing. Even from, you know, like what's written on my scroll, what the Lord is having me do in each place that I've ever been, it's always been the same thing. And always bringing that forth. I don't know if it's in that area or through me or in me, or and it's interesting the timing of getting that and what happened the last weekend with being handed the city. So maybe that's feels linked.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of handed to me, and I went, oh, okay, that's how you would legislate. And because I'd been asking, what does it mean? I have no idea what it means. And I asked people, are you part of a bench? And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, seems like the I don't know season. You know, it's like, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. So.
Well, you do know. You know, it's government. So you know, it's you know more than you're making on that. You know. Yeah.
For me, it's like, if I can't see it, and then I don't know. That's how I know a little bit, but actually how it's supposed to look and practical. I'm very practical, so whatever I do in the spirit, I like to see happen in the natural. Otherwise, it doesn't,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. So I guess it's like, how does it kind of makes sense up here, but in the natural, with actual people and in a city, and actually laying a grid of God's government and over a city and legislating that way, you know, how does that, I think that's,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But in that, you know, that's not an instant thing. You're going to have to work at that, and you're going to have to do court cases maybe as you take back certain areas or take back certain spheres. You know, there are things that authorize the atmosphere of the Earth. Therefore, you know, we have to assign the angels to deal with the atmosphere that will change the culture. You know, your city has got how it is over, you know, however old it is, hundreds of years. That needs to be taken back and restored, and it's not going to happen in an instant. And there may be specific things that we need to find through court cases in heaven. What are the reasons for this governmental that the enemy has in this area, or what are the blockages? Why are these blockages in place? Or, you know, and those things take some time to outwork. You know, it's not going to be, you're not going to undo 200 or 300 years of things in 5 minutes. So, but you begin to legislate, and once you begin to know that you have authority, then you can begin to outwork that authority judicially, taking the right protocols, then start making the laws that will actually assign to your city what it is that God has for it. You know, you need to make charters and declarations that say this is what is going to be like in this sphere of government that I'm called to. And you begin to have charters which will represent the different mountains of authority. You know, and then you then operate according to that charter that you have. And some of them are you'll make statutes and laws, and you'll begin to legislate those statutes and laws, and you'll begin to operate from what was, you know, out of what God's desire and purpose was for where you live. But it's not going to happen instantly. But we can do it, but we have to make a start.
Seems to be dealing with our stuff for
it's like, well, yeah.
All the benches, like dealing with each one of us and our personal stumbling blocks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Because if you don't deal with those, then the enemy's got stuff in us. I mean, Jesus said the enemy's got nothing in me. But we've got to get to the point where we can say the enemy's got nothing in me, and you know, and have that sort of no genealogy, and have the full order of Melchizedek functioning, so that we can truly be priests. So we are priests on behalf of our city, not just behalf of us, you know, and that's why we've got to die to us and our personal preferences and doing things to embrace what is it that God desires in his heart has. You know, because it's quite easy to interpret some things from our own desires, you know, and that's why we've got to make sure that our hearts are pure. And, you know, when I ever engage in anything like that, I always go and present myself as a living sacrifice and say, okay, if there's anything you need to do to remove any stumbling block or hindrance or lawlessness in my life that will stop me outworking my mandate today, then you have total authority to do it. Show me if there's anything I need to do. You know, so I'm always available and open for that. You know, the further you go on, the less that is a sort of everyday thing and becomes when God needs to do something for what he's doing, because the enemy knows if he's got something in you. And just because he's got something in you in one area doesn't stop you operating in authority in another. And just because you operate in authority in one area doesn't mean that you have authority in every area, because that's how it works, you know. And so we've got to just continue along the journey in the process, not being hindered by, well, I'm not perfect, so I can't do anything. Because God looks at our heart, and he looks at the desires of and genuine desires of our heart, and he'll take it where we are, and he'll use us where we are, but he always wants us to become more like him and the image of glory that will reflect, you know, so that we can truly reflect him on the earth. You know, so it's one of those things, not to get caught up in being too concerned about the things that are in the way, but being open when God shows us to deal with them. You know, we don't want to get navel-gazing, well, I'm going to sort out everything before I can do anything, because we won't do anything, and the enemy will just get us on a treadmill of stuff, and, you know, he's very good at doing that. So, you know, it's part of our journey, and, you know, transformation, you know, is the key to government. but it's a journey of transformation, not a one-off event, you know, and that means that, you know, every time I go through and present myself through the tabernacle, I eventually get to the Holy of Holies and I get around the ark, you know, because that's where I'm going to find the will of God and the mandates and the purposes of God and access into the four faces of God. And I can do that any time, and people can get there and begin to operate in authority on their mountains, even if their authority is as tiny as a mustard seed, but they can operate that level of authority, and the more they present themselves, the more the authority levels increase, and that begins to grow, and the kingdom in us begins to manifest out through us. So it's, you know, not letting those things hinder us and not believing the lies where the enemy says, well, you can't do anything because of, you know, get him in the court if he starts doing that sort of stuff, you know, and start, you know, dealing with the familiars, so that we're free from those things and then free to really focus on, okay, I'm more clear about what the mandates are and then how I begin to administer them, and, you know, that becomes more clear as we're purer, because we can see more, you know, but yeah, it's all good.
Can you talk about 2015, like January a little bit? Just feeling a real strong,
Okay, well, I tend to get a lot of downloaded stuff at this time of the year. I sort of just seek for that. I spend time with God in that, and I know there's a major shift coming next year. I mean, there's a huge shift, and I think we need to get ready. And it's not immediate. It won't be an immediate thing, but there will be a build up where at the moment there's many things going on in the heavens that are governmental shifts and preparing for us to be invested with places and positions of authority and government. There's a lot of lots going on in the affairs of the nations. I mean, right now, into January, you got the Galactic Council are at rest, so they're not in session. So you have to wait until the 24th of February before you then get 70 days of judgment, and then 70 days of justice, and 70 days of grace, and all of them. So this is generally a sense of this is the time to rest in Him and receive the revelation that we need to embrace when we start to begin to bring legislation. And so, you know, I like this time of the year, you know, not because it's Christmas and all that sort of stuff, just because I start to focus, you know, and I start to seek. I mean, it's been a huge revelatory year for me. I mean, I've got journals which are much bigger than they were last year, simply because all the way I've been pursuing more. You know, I know that the 12 houses and their alignment and how they will begin to align are important for next year, and we'll find more and more people beginning to engage that which has been opened in those Chancellor's houses. But the key, you know, is to make sure we don't take anything with us into 2015 which is negative from 2014. We must let it go. You know, let go any relational things, let go unforgiveness, let go of anything that the enemy's done. Make sure that we don't carry anything negative with us. And then we can grab hold of everything there is to take for us. You know, I'm just starting to, you know, pull together some stuff for, you know, and sometimes I get a huge download on New Year's Eve. We have usually a New Year's Eve stepping into heaven together session, you know, and we sort of see the new year in together in heaven. So that is really good. And I've, the last couple of years, that has been a really significant time where, you know, I've seen some really key things. So I'm going to engage with that on New Year's Eve. But, you know, I know that there is a lot of activity being prepared, and a lot of places of positions of government being prepared right now in the heavens, you know, and a lot of to do with the affairs of the nations and a shifting of positions of government and which, you know, we've got to be ready for, you know. And next year is the 40th anniversary. It's an end of a 40-year season, and I believe the whole Moses thing is going to come to an end, and God is going to come and going to leave it. You know, those who are not embracing, particularly those that have had revelation of and have chosen to reject it, you know, God is going to leave. There's going to be a lot of Ichabod situations where those who are operating in earthly authority, that which God has graced upon them is going to be removed. And that would be to encourage them to cross over. You know, those that are not operating in heavenly authority beyond the veil, their earthly authority is going to diminish. Not necessarily suddenly, but diminish all the same, that God will leave. You know, he didn't just leave the temple, he went out, and eventually he was far away from it. And I think that's part of what was going to take place next year. You know, we're going to see significant things happen where I think some ministries will realize that they've missed it. And some won't, and some will just oppose what God is doing in the new order of things, and we'll end up with some warfare. And I think, you know, the judgment of God is coming to make decisions. It's like, choose you who you will serve this day. You know, choose you this day who you will serve. It's like, that's what God is going to be saying to a lot of people next year. You know, are you going to follow me? You know, or are you going to stay? You know, because people's inheritance is beyond the veil, and it's beyond the river, if you like, and we need to embrace it, and we need to embrace a totally different order of how things are done. You know, and those sort of major five-fold ministries which have been set up as mountains, they're no longer going to function, you know, because God is not wanting an earthly function. He's wanting a heavenly, where we take our position and then we begin to administer our inheritance, you know, from a heavenly position first. And I think that is going to be the line for a lot of people. It's not about all the miracles they're doing, and some of them will carry on doing miracles. It's just not about that. You know, God does that stuff because God wants to do that stuff, but this is about heavenly authority, because that is what we're going to need to actually take back what's been taken, and to restore things and to reconcile things and to answer the groan of creation. You know, we're not going to answer the groan of creation to bring things back into order by just doing the earthly works of Jesus. We have to embrace the heavenly works of Jesus. You know, and so I think next year is very significant in terms of that. Yeah, so we need to be ready. You know, let's make sure that we're doing everything we need to do, and we're embracing everything we need to embrace. And then when we're called into certain things and God raises us into positions of government, then we need to embrace that and take it, you know, embrace the seven spirits of God, because they equip us for and train us and mandate us for those positions. It's all about the positions that we're being given in that heavenly realm. You know, and that's the key. Sonship has positional authority, and God wants us to embrace that positional authority. So I see a lot of that next year taking place. And for me, in terms of raising up Joshua generation, you know, taking the whole engaging God thing and really seeing that released out further and wider, that's important for me. Because if we haven't got a Joshua generation ready, then God is not going to release a harvest. You know, so we need those that are equipped to walk in a supernatural lifestyle, engage heaven, and then teach another generation to go in and engage their inheritance. If we've not got it, then there'll be another generation that goes past, and there'll be another generation that didn't cross. You know, and I want to cross. You know, I want. I know I'm a forerunner, and I know many of us are forerunners. We have to cross and take others with us. So I think next year for me is a significant year in really taking the whole engaging God and and releasing that out. I know that there are going to be a lot of churches that start to transition, you know, whole groups that will begin to transition in these things. There are many leaders right now who are individually doing it, but they've not yet sort of come out and set the course. Those that have, you know, I'm working with a few groups, and I know, you know, I'm going to do a support group for people who are leading groups who are in transition, so that they can be supporting each other and helping each other in some of what's going, because it's difficult. Yeah, you know, once you start to embrace the political and, you know, and challenge the political and religious spirit, you know, it kicks off, and you've got to deal with that and know how to deal with it, you know. And you know, not everyone will want to follow this route, and sometimes there are good people who are good friends who just don't want to go there. I know what it's like for that to take place. It's not easy. So, you know, I want to establish support for groups and churches who are looking to transition. You know, I've been there and done it, and, you know, still in the process, and I know how difficult it can be. So I have some experience there to help, you know, with that process. So there's a few things really on the horizon for next year, but, you know, yeah, but it's good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's good. I was just feeling this huge shift coming in January, and the Lord just telling me to rest and get ready.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ready. Have no idea what the site of it looks like. It doesn't matter.
No, because it's our spirit that starts to resonate. You know, it's our spirit. We pick up that vibrational sound from heaven. Whether it's a shaking, you know, whether it's the wind blowing, you know, the sound of many waters, you know, there's just different expressions that our spirit connects to that then begins to unveil and open up a drawing towards that. And we don't have to see it with our natural eyes. Our spirit will lead us and draw us to it. We just have to be willing to follow and embrace it, you know. And, you know, I know engaging the seven spirits of God is a key factor in their equipping us and training us for those positions that are being prepared. So, you know, I think that's a key area for many people.
One of the things in my area is I'm noticing, I don't know if I'm getting agitated or irritated, but people's eyes being like on gifts and giftings. I had a vision the other day, and I was in this meeting of like 50 people, crazy, chaotic, you know, kind of atmosphere, and everybody's looking at the healing gifts, and I'm like, I'm sitting in the corner going, ah! And somebody got up and started singing this song about sons of God, and I went, okay, now I need to release it. So I just got up and released this vision that I had. I said, I'm standing there in my regal attire, I have my crown on my head, my scepter, and I don't know, I think this is about the first time people have heard all this, right? And I said, I have this robe, and in my robe are all the signs and wonders, and they're following me. And I said, as you come into your identity, that's what's going to follow. Because it felt like everybody's eyes were on the, just on one thing, and not getting the idea, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well.